Dr. Merman is ready.
Dr. Merman's ready. Okay, good. Because I need to be cheered up anyway. And Dr. Merman, I don't know if you heard about this or not, but apparently there's an argument on Twitter now that Anne Frank had white privilege. That's a real...
I heard what you're talking about. It. Very, very interesting.
Okay, Dr. Merman, I need more THC today than I ever have because I got to get past this. I do. I got to get past it. No question.
Yeah, sounds good. We can do that. As I was listening to this nonsense, I was thinking, all the Ukrainians should say now that they have white privilege too.
Right. Absolutely. No question about those honkies over there.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Dr. Merman, how have you been, pal? Well, I talked to you just about a week ago, but I know
wonderful,
so I know you're
wonderful. And we're just, stamping out disease, certifying people for medical cannabis, all good, having fun. So if people have any questions for me, very simple, lifemedical.us, send an email from the site. I always respond. If anybody has questions on medical cannabis or medical marijuana, just click on that button, medical marijuana, on the site. It's all there. You can also call 952-933-8900. We'll get back to you or answer whatever. I was just thinking, I haven't been on the show for a while, haven't summarized the cannabis program here in Minnesota. I'd like to do that for people, because some people don't know how this works. I mean, cannabis works for a lot of conditions, but the legislature allowed it for only certain conditions, and the list is on that page that I just mentioned. Again, lifemedical.us, click on medical marijuana, the list is there. The main things we are seeing are people with, unfortunately, cancer, with pain, nausea, et cetera, side effects of chemotherapy, et cetera. Seizures, chronic pain and spasm, that's the most common. Bowel disease like Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. PTSD is very common in my practice. Type of autism from severe to light. And sleep apnea. Basically my job is to make sure the patient has the condition. And I certify, and then the patient gets approved by the state. Well, they make sure they're not a bank robber, and then they approve. The patient has to talk to the pharmacist, and the pharmacist helps them figure out what works for them. And they are very good at that, and that's the advantage of Minnesota system. I always tell the patients to bug the pharmacist as much as they have to get perfect results.
Right.
And it's usually possible. We have some news in the program. The unprocessed flower was approved as of March of this year.
Right.
So you can use it in whatever way you want. You can smoke it, and you can actually get some of these pipes or bongs from the dispensaries. You can buy a vaporizer if you don't want to smoke in your lungs. You need to buy a nice one, a good one. They're pretty pricey, but then it doesn't burn. Then you just heat it up and get just the medicine without the smoke. If anybody wants advice on that, they can call us and we can talk about it.
That's a good plan. We also have now gummies, and I need. Would you explain to me what happened in the Minnesota legislature?
I'd like to know that too.
Okay.
It's unclear what happened there. I think they snuck they snuck the law without really, and I think the other side didn't actually read it or something. Is that what happened?
I guess they didn't read it and they passed it, and now they're going, wait a minute, let's re-examine. It's like, nope, too late.
Yeah, but I tell you what, they are allowing up to 5 milligrams of THC per dose in these gummies that they now made legal. Right? Now, that's a pretty hefty dose.
It is, yes. Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, I always say, this is very powerful, very useful medication. It's very good for many conditions. But I'm not so sure that it's, a medication should be used for fun, So I'm not much in favor of recreational use. I think it probably should be legal because it's safer than alcohol and tobacco and some other things out there.
Uh-huh.
Definitely. It's a drug. I'll tell you one story. The Green Goods green pills contain 2.5 milligram of THC per pill. Okay. So this dose that they are allowing is 2 of those pills. So I had a patient who was a guy, 90 years old, took a quarter of the pill and developed a severe paranoid reaction. That's less than a gram. Okay. So people need to be careful. If they just want to try it, I wouldn't take the whole big dose, and have some people around you just in case, so you're not too scared if something happens.
Right.
But just be cautious, you know, and don't go driving after that. That would be stupid. The actual regular cannabis gummies that are available from a dispensary will also be available in August.
August 1st, yep.
Yeah. I've been talking to people. They do like flower, those that are using it. Some like it better than the pharmaceutical preparations that are available in the dispensary. But some still prefer the pharmaceuticals, like the drops and the tablets and topicals. And people really like topicals. Like you have some painful joint or whatever, you put some of that balm on it. Seems to work very, very well for most people. We're treating a lot of people with chronic pain. Also the more common things are PTSD and sleep apnea. So for chronic pain, it works very well. I think cannabis should be first line pain pill for people. This is safer than most other pain medications out there, including those from regular pharmacy over the counter. Opioids kill people. Last year, over 100,000 people died of opioid overdose in the United States. It's horrible. Everybody knows about it. And cannabis can decrease people's dose of opioids, and sometimes even, people don't need opioid anymore when they're on cannabis. Here's what happens sometimes. People come, and they're taking their opioids for pain. And then we put them on cannabis, and they're doing okay, better. And then their pain doctor, who is giving them opioids, sees that they have they're on cannabis because they have THC in their urine, and they cut them off of opioids. And that is really not a correct thing to do from medical or legal perspective.
Right.
There's no medical or legal reason to do that. And I always tell people, if that happens, tell me. I'll try to call the doctor and talk some sense into them. And there's a really nice review I just found a few days ago online, and I actually posted on our medical marijuana page on lifemedical.us. And that can be given to the physician as well. And it goes over a lot of different references and resources and explains how to convert people from opioids to cannabis, and some of them can't completely stop opioids, so it's okay to continue on both. There's nothing wrong with that.
I think that's wonderful.
Obviously PTSD cases, you can attest to that, how it works. People do way better, right? You're sleeping well, and you're no longer as angry as before, right? So you're no fun.
I love that. Did you say I'm no fun now? Is that what you just said? Well, that's probably true, but you know. No, I sleep the best I've slept since I was about 7 years old. That is absolutely a fact.
Yeah, that's what I hear from everybody. And especially with people with PTSD, they sleep way better. And people with sleep apnea, that's a weird disease. You know, you fall asleep and you stop breathing. And then you wake up. And then you fall asleep again, and you start breathing again. And this goes on all night, and this is horrible. People just can't sleep. They're put on these devices called CPAP, and they do work, but some people find them not, they can't tolerate the mask on their face. But cannabis really, really helped them a lot to sleep way better. And some of them can actually even ditch the mask, and some can stay on the mask but tolerate it better. So this is great. You know, autistic people from mild to severe, they're on cannabis, including kids. They're not as anxious anymore. They're much more able to engage. Schoolwork goes way better. This is counterintuitive, but this is true. I mean, the people start taking cannabis and they're able to concentrate. So it's quite amazing. So a lot of different conditions. And sometimes you see people get better with conditions that are not listed in the list of the qualifying conditions, like anxiety and sleep improve. They are not listed conditions. They should be. We tried to get anxiety, but we haven't been able to.
Right.
But everybody improves with that. Anybody has any questions in the studio? Because I can talk, you know, all you want about all of this. It's a lot of fun seeing people get better. Their life improves so much.
No question about it. How do people How do people get a hold of you, Dr. Merman?
Oh, just go on the website, lifemedical.us. The phone number is right there on the page. It's 952-933-8900. Or send me an email from that page. I always respond, and it's easy to do. Or check on that page. There's a button to medical marijuana. We still call it that. I don't even know why. It should be medical cannabis. But
people
are kind of more familiar with the word marijuana. Fine. So just click on that, and it gives you all the information, including that study that I just mentioned that can be sent to the pain docs to maybe show them how to use both in combination until people can get wind off of their opioids. So we can help people do that.
Sounds good.
It's a great program in Minnesota.
No question.
We have the, So, any other questions for me?
No, we are good to go. We got to get moving, though, Dr. Merman. I appreciate your time today, and we'll reach out again soon, sir. All right?
Sounds great. Sounds great. All the best, everybody. Enjoy the summer. See ya.
Sounds terrific. Thanks a lot, Dr. Merman.
Bye-bye.